Hi, Jim Corrigan. Dennis, I know that some in our audience don't know the finer points of hockey. Could you tell them, for example, what is icing?
Well, icing happen when the puck come down, bang, you know, before the other guys, mm-hmm. nobody there, you know. Mm-hmm. My arm go comes out, then the game stop, then start up.
You want to die with a man's gone. Not a little sissy gone like this.
Enough! Take the gun, let's go!
Okay, girl, our mission begins now. Let us rain some doom down upon the filthy heads of our doomed enemies.
I gotta sing the doom song now. Doom, 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 doom,
the man is an animal. I mean, ripping out phones, urinating on desks. You see what he did to Miss Cochran's shirt? There's a scratch here. I mean, it's not deep, but it's there.
It's okay.
He hurt anybody else? Is the strain beginning to show on him?
If I could sleep 10 days and nights in a rice paddy, I could certainly last in this lousy bank. This is what the animal said to us. He says to Miss Cochran here, baby, up your butt with a coconut. I think he was prepared to do it! Except I saw no coconut.
People say knowledge is power and knowing is half the battle and shit. Well, I know that you're listening to this, so you know you're gonna get, well, something out of it, I hope. It is once again time for the horrifying auditory spectacle that is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Awesome casting semi-live from Studio D Chevalier, which is not in Wyoming, not in Arizona, not in Texas. Fuck it, it's somewhere. Use your damn GPS and figure it out. All your favorite dumbasses have once again gathered to bring you everything you have ever wanted and more. Disclaimers to follow. Here's Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
And it helps immensely if I turn the mics on. This is Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With me as always, Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Hello.
My sister Heather from Added Spam is back again.
Hello.
A little early on the hello.
Sorry.
Justin She's the Jew playing. Ario Carmichael.
Hello?
Who apparently...
Hello.
You're on.
No, he's just messing with you.
You apparently engender such loyalty that even though you can't find a job, you're a geeky enough mofucker that people all over the world will pay for your plane ticket for you to get somewhere.
No.
Now, tell me what the hell's going on.
MagFest is what's going on.
MagFest what?
MagFest is Mag, M-A-G. Wow, every single podcast, either you or me. MagFest, it's a video gaming convention that happens up in Virginia. And last year we had some guys from That Guy with the Glasses, .com going up there. And this year they're trying to get a huge group of people from That Guy with the Glasses, .com. And MagFest is going to pop for the hotel rooms. They're popping for the shuttle to and from the airport. They're just doing very, very nice.
Going to be at Ass and Spearmint Hotel, hopefully?
No, it's going to be in a very nice hotel. It's going to be in the hotel that the convention is going to be in, which usually means it's very nice. So I think it's at...
Yes, because conventions are not allowed to be held in crappy hotels.
You can actually go online and find out. Just magfest.com. I'm sure you can find out what hotel it's going to be. But you're not going to.
I guess I should.
Anyways,
why don't you talk?
I couldn't go, and people on my streamcast Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 11 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, they were saying, "Well, we're going to be at MagFest. We're working." Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't have any money. I'm a very poor person.
MagFest, Magnolia Music and Events, Two Fine Florida Festivals.
Nope, MagFest, MagFest, Virginia. Do MagFest and then video games.
MagFest.
Google MagFest and video games. Yeah. Anyway, and so they said...
See, this is going to like automatic start on some of this shit. This is great.
And so they said, well, you know, you got to go.
MagFest.org.
MagFest.org. My apologies.
MagFest 9, the music and gaming festivals. 4 days of nonstop games and concerts at the Hilton Alexandria Mark Center in Alexandria, Virginia, near D.C.
Near D.C. And I said, yeah, I'm not going to be able to go. And
Hilton. Yeah, Hilton's pretty good.
And so the next day, somebody sent me $10. And they said, you know, hey.
Oh, I already like it. It says, holy crap, MagFest 9, right on the front page.
And they said, yeah, you know, I'm a fan of yours, and I'm sure that if you gave out your PayPal address, more people would donate. But I just want to let you know that, you know, we really love your videos, and I want you to go.
So did you turn into a money-grubbing whore and say, I need money?
No, I said, thank you to the person who gave me this, you know, one, this, you know, donation. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And I named him. And I said, you know, as much as I would usually tell you to donate, if you want to, you know, if you have it, you know, feel free to donate. And if by the end of the year I have enough money, I'll do it. The next day.
Really? I had it enough money.
It took one day.
How much did you get in toto?
I got $250.
You can raise $250 in one day.
Yeah. And I bought my ticket this past Friday.
Just because you do these little videos about games and shit.
Games and shit, yeah.
Wow.
And I pretend to be Mario every once in a while.
Yeah. And this other guy, the Yonky J. I bet it's Yonky J that people really like. I bet.
Might just be.
I bet it's the Yonky J thing.
Yonky J even has his new own little Facebook where people...
yeah, I have clicked like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've clicked like on Yonky J.
So, but a new...
Well, and but isn't your Jew Wario Facebook page actually maintained by a fan?
Yes.
That's a different level of creepy, really. I mean, when you have fans that are willing to maintain a page for you, different level of creepy.
Well, people had asked, Justin, why don't you have a Jew Wario page instead of just your regular homepage? Why don't you have a Jew Wario page?
And you're like, said, my time is taken up looking for a job.
Well, I said, I don't want to be that presumptuous. I don't want to. I don't.
Oh,
want
he's
to
the
be
humble, the humble smart, celebrity,
the we, smart you know ass that. Who does that. A couple of hours later, it was up.
Bam. Although you have to admit, you know, he is down to earth.
I know,
for having such a giant following. Although you hadn't been on the cast for a while, and we had postulated that you were just too big a star to be on our little show.
You've put us to the past.
As you, but you did say on what it was the first show we recorded today. I'm big on the internet.
I'm big on the internet. Not as big as some,
but hey,
I'm trying
to
get bigger.
You have enough of a following to purchase you a plane ticket.
Yeah,
that's more than. Hey, kids.
Yeah, let's
we'd
test
like
this.
To do the show from where you are. If you can pay for all our plane tickets and hotel and food, we're there.
Well, and I
my PayPal account, I think is dknight818
at Hotmail.
No,
live.
Gmail, Yahoo, DKNIGHT.
Oh, so you had an old one.
Actually, it was originally tied to my AOL, if you can believe that.
Okay.
And I got tired of checking AOL because it's such a pain in the ass. I've had DKNIGHT818 at AOL.com since 1994.
Wow.
Maybe. Yeah, 94 is when I first signed up for AOL. I've had that email account for so long. Well, you know what happens when you have an email account for that long?
You gather a lot of spam.
Bam! You get the shit spammed out of you. So that I just don't want to check AOL because I'll have thousands and thousands of emails, and maybe two of them are worth reading. Two of them are from people that I know or have information in them that I need. So I just don't check it anymore. And, you know, it's free, so you thank God it's free now. Mm-hmm. Certainly nothing I would pay for now.
Yeah.
Although paid for it for years. But that was just the way of the world. Yeah. But speaking of things that from your past that may or may not hold up. Have you seen anything recently, like TV or movies, that maybe you loved as a kid, or you can think of something that you've seen as a kid, and then you go back and look at it? Just either it holds up or is better, and some things are like that, but then there's the things that just don't. That you're thinking, was I just a tarded little kid? Or have I, or really does your brain just mature that much that now I find this to be like Thundercats or something like that.
Okay.
You go first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A movie that I loved as a kid, only got to see it like once as a kid, sought it out, finally found it, watched it. It was horrible. Was Private Eyes.
Don Knotts and Tim Conway. The Apple Dumpling Gang and all the other stuff that Tim Conway and Don Knotts teamed up with Disney in... the late 70s and the early 80s. I know when we were kids, Heather, that we just loved that crap.
We did, yeah.
But I'm probably thinking that if I watched it now, I would have the same reaction as you. Yeah. Really? Was that your reaction?
Pretty much,
were
yeah.
Were you almost like, embarrassed
yeah.
for yourself?
Yeah. The monster at the end was almost as bad as the elf on elves.
Well, that's... yeah, that's...
It was bad. It was really, really bad.
Wow.
So... There's that.
I had the unfortunate occasion when, while we were in Las Vegas, I was sitting with my brother-in-law, and we were flipping through the channels, and we stopped on Popeye the Musical, which was the live-action Popeye from 1983, I believe, starring Robin Williams.
Yes.
One of his first major motion picture roles.
Earlier, I actually want to say.
They put like 82, maybe. 82? 81, maybe? It was early 80s. I know that.
It was early.
But at the time, I was just completely gay for anything Popeye. I mean, as a kid, Popeye was the thing that I loved. And so you can imagine how excited I was that there was going to be a live-action Popeye movie. And I was. And I will say this. They put a shitload of money into the sets.
Mm-hmm.
They put absolutely zero cash into the songwriting. Because it was, unfortunately, a musical. So,
why would you do a musical?
I don't know
anyway.
Why you would do this movie as a musical, but at the same time, hire some lyricists. You know what? Don't hire Ray Walston to sing one of the songs. I know he makes a fine poop deck pappy. And the funny thing is, George Carlin in later years kind of turned into Ray Walston, but they had him singing.
Yeah.
They had the whole town
singing. Yeah, I mean, I remember liking that back then, too.
Oh my
but
God!
I have not watched
does
it since.
Does not hold up. You sit and the octopus at the end.
Oh,
it's just
so bad.
No, everything about it. It's like no, 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 no. Somebody spent money on this. How did somebody look at this and go, yeah, yeah, that's good enough?
It was the '80s. It was before CG for one thing.
I well, mean. But I'm not saying I can get by.
You can get by the octopus.
I can get by the octopus.
It's not the
but
same.
But what I'm saying is this movie was poorly written and poorly executed. They dumped hundreds of thousands of dollars into the set, and they spent nothing on anything else. No
and the
time.
Costumes, as I remember.
Well, they had to have spent money on Robin Williams because he was...
His star was rising.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had success on TV.
Mork and Mindy.
As a stand-up. But this was his first real
movie
role. And...
And then he went to the world according to Garp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soon afterwards.
Ugh. But there's a fine example of something that... Now, I could say it didn't hold up. I remember, actually, when I was a kid seeing it, being painfully disappointed in it. Because, in my mind, I had built it up to be the most amazing thing that ever would be. Mm-hmm. And when I saw it, I was immediately creeped out by the fact that it was a musical. Justin's making a sad face.
No, I was sad for you for as a little kid wanting
yeah,
this.
Yeah, well, you
want to
talk about heartbreak and crushing disappointment. That was probably...
Welcome to the world.
I know, exactly. That was one of those, wait a minute, this isn't how I would have done this. And
I'm a kid.
Now, I still could find some value in it as a kid, but as an adult, it is one of the biggest steaming hunks of shit I've ever had to sit through.
So you don't think the casting was at least good?
You know, the funny thing is, anytime I watch an old movie like that, it makes me go back to IMDb and look up these people. And there is a scene early on in the movie where some punks are rolling through the street. One of those little punks is Dennis Franz.
Really?
I don't know the name.
Dennis Franz from NYPD Blue.
I never watched
Sipowitz.
That.
Okay. But so there. If you look at the cast, it's a decent cast, and some of them went on to bigger and better things. But that's always fun to do. You know, you think of a movie from childhood, you go back and see where some of them were only in one movie. You know, that was the only one they did, and then they just died or fell off the face of the earth. So not a bad cast for the time, probably. A lot of character actors, obviously. But
the guy kicking his hat as he's chasing after it, I always remember.
Wasn't that
him.
Wimpy that was doing that?
Perhaps.
No. It was some character actor.
Or are you talking from other movies?
No, from Popeye. From Popeye. He's running after his hat and he kicks it and it running after.
Either way,
well, I mean that's an old joke anyway. Chaplin.
Yeah. Well, and it did kind of have a vaudeville type of feel to it at times.
Well, unless anybody else has another suggestion, I have another one.
Anybody been calling?
What for movies?
Yeah. Well, movies that didn't hold up from your childhood.
I do.
Yeah.
The Frisco Kid.
Really?
Oh my God.
We loved that when we were kids.
That's the Gene Wilder one.
Gene Wilder and Harrison Ford.
Oh yeah, that did not hold up good.
And I was talking it up. And so Colin stopped at Entertainment Mart on the way home one night, picked it up. We started watching it, and it was just like, yeah, we bought it. And it was like,
and is there anything in the world worse than building up something for somebody and then at the end, or even halfway through, you start to feel embarrassed for making it. And then at the end, you get that look like, really? I got that from the person sitting behind me from Murder by Death.
Which is just wrong.
I don't understand.
That's just weird.
That.
Ugh.
She's shooting herself in the head over there.
It's so funny.
Apparently, it was a waste of time.
Mm.
Yes. Well, was that supposed to be funny?
Then
was I
don't,
supposed to
don't
enjoy
watch
that?
Frisco Kid.
Yeah, don't watch. Oh, it was just, it was slow. The jokes
the
that
pacing
I remember
was off.
Being funny weren't funny anymore. And, I mean, yeah. Harrison Ford was cute, but that wasn't enough to carry the movie.
Not for me. yeah.
You know, and that is one that I haven't seen in a while. I've seen Cat Ballou, and I remember Cat Ballou still
that's,
fondly.
That holds
still
up.
All right. Yes. Still all right, but I have not actually seen, and we used to watch Frisco Kid a lot.
When yeah,
we
were, because so did, whenever it was on TV, we'd watch it.
Well, we
did
had
we
it on,
it in,
we had a VHS. Remember, Mom had a friend who had two VCRs, and they had a giant library of pirated movies. And so they pirated some for us that were our favorites. We had a lot of the Looney Tunes, and we had a lot of the like Cat Ballou and Frisco Kid.
I forgot about that.
So we could watch them anytime. We did watch them quite a bit.
Yeah, we did, but yeah, it was so
sad. It doesn't
sad.
Hold up. Wow, no. I'm shocked.
And I can't remember if we got rid of that one or if we still have it.
I'll have to check.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm. I think we might have got rid of it. It was that bad. I mean, and I love Gene Wilder.
You know, see,
love him.
I'm not a big fan of Gene Wilder.
The Producers is fantastic.
Have you ever seen The Producers?
The original Producers.
Not the original, no.
Very funny.
No. The remake is.
The remake sucks.
The remake with Nathan Lane and
Matthew
Broderick.
It's horrible.
You'd think that anything Neil Simon.
Who plays Will Ferrell in all the movies that he's ever in.
I hate Will Ferrell. Just absolutely. We had
Hi,
a discussion
I'm Will
about.
I'm not a I'm not a character in this movie. I'm actually Will Ferrell. You know, so
Colin and I had a discussion about Will Ferrell. I don't
the
think
other
he
guys,
agreed with me.
We liked it, but he doesn't even want to see it because
Mom
of Will Ferrell.
Mom thought that movie was hilarious, and it surprised me.
You know, Mom's a bit of an onion. You never know.
I know
which layer you're going to get.
And it even had the penis word.
Oh, no.
And she didn't even freak out. There was no...
Oh, and speaking of things that my mother will disown me for... This Wednesday, I am getting my first tattoo.
Tattoo.
No, really?
I shall be inked for life tattooed on my left arm.
Well, you know, if you lose your arm, you won't be inked for life.
Yes,
that's
but
true.
That would... I don't think that is something that I will aspire
what
to.
Are you,
that's nothing anybody aspires to. Just,
what are you going to get?
You might be hit by a snowplow.
You're right. Speaking of which... Well, see if you can fill some time here while I go get the actual visual of what I'm going to get so I can show Justin.
Okay, fill some time about the basic... Well, Heather, what do you want to say about that movie?
Which one?
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Hot Tub Time Machine. I think
tell
Derek
me was
needs
good.
To be here for that one. We should
okay,
talk about
fine.
The other guys.
Then, well, actually, or I could talk about the one that didn't hold up for me as well.
Oh, yes, do that.
And that is the Buck Rogers movie.
Oh, my gosh, really?
Yeah, I remember being as a kid looking forward to that and really jazzed for it and even kind of liking it when it came out. And then seeing it a few years later, it just did not make it. It's bad. Buck Rogers.
I never would have watched that anyway. I wasn't big on sci-fi even as a kid.
Of course you wouldn't.
But Justin has the visual of my tattoo that I'm going to have put on my left arm. What do you think?
Is the hockey stick bent?
Everything's bent.
Kind He's doing like what the tattoo guy did.
Yeah, the tattoo artist called me up and said, I don't think that this scythe matches up. The handle doesn't line up. And I was thinking, I never second-guessed myself. I got to look at that again. I drew that like 3 or 4 years ago. And then just touched it up recently. The actual, I envisioned more of a curved handle anyway.
Yeah,
so he's thinking
the hockey stick is even a little bent. It's
supposed to
completely. Oh, it's supposed to be. Okay.
Everything's kind of exaggerated and bent.
Okay.
It's.
I like it.
I do too. Thank you.
That's a good thing.
That's why I'm gonna get it. So yeah, I'm going to go to a place, and this really flies in the face of most of my principles. The place is actually called letter U tattooed. And I hate using letters as replacement for words. So that...
Should have gone to heebie-jeebies.
See, this place was recommended. I looked at the portfolios of the artists that worked there. There's a guy that his nickname. They all go by nicknames. His nickname is Tat2B. So A, he's got B in his nickname.
A, he has B.
And so I can also, you know, laughingly call him Mr. To B, and he'll probably look at me like, what? But he's very talented, and he's got good attention to detail. And as he told me over the phone, yeah, brother, I can kill this. So he's going to do a fine job. He's very confident that he can make this happen, and so I'm going to get that tattooed upon my left arm.
And I'm very, very excited because that means I am now the favorite child.
Once that happens, years of being placed second will come due, and she will be the favorite child until. But see, now that the seal's broken, I guarantee she's going to start thinking about tattoos on her.
You really think?
I think.
Oh, you mean me or mom?
You.
Oh,
not
no.
mom, not mom. As mom put it, only in her day, only sluts and bad people had tattoos. So I'm a bad person.
Or
a slut, yeah.
Or a slut. Yeah, so I'm not getting it in the tramp stamp area, though.
Good. Yet.
Yet.
Yeah. Which is good. I'm sure one will.
Why would somebody get a tattoo back? Oh, can you see my pretty tattoo? Because I can't. I can't see it at all.
Of course, by that logic, people wouldn't get tattoos on their back at all, yet they do. I mean, that's shoulder true. Wings and
Yakuza and
spines and stuff. Really, no, I've seen some really cool full back tattoos.
If Jen ever died, I'd probably get wings on the back on tattoos.
Of her?
No. On me. Oh,
I thought
if Jen ever
she's dead.
Away,
break out the needle. Let's put some wings on her.
See what it is, Colin. He's always aspired to be a tattoo artist. He's just had nothing ever to practice on.
Right.
But if Jen.
This
suddenly,
marriage was really an investment in his
that's
future.
That's right.
Hey, we're going to burn her in about a week. Would you like to?
Once
to
Jen just up and dies, he doesn't have to go buy a side of pork. He can just tattoo until she starts to decay. So you've got only like a couple hours. But
work fast.
Work very fast.
But at least with no circulation, there's no bleeding.
You're
that
right.
That's true.
Not a lot of wiping going on.
Right.
Wow.
That just turned really, really dark there.
Justin? Really?
Oh, fuck.
Really, Justin? Usually... Justin, really? If I die, I get a tattoo!
Wow, you are so not doing Jen correctly. If you want to do Jen correctly, you wouldn't turn on your little girly sounding sound. You would push the button that she has the punching, getting... I'm sorry. Please stop.
Okay,
I'm on my face.
Justin, can you come look at these stairs for me?
Is this toe broken?
I like your logic, though. When Jin dies, I'll get a tattoo. But have you come up with anything that hasn't held up for you?
Yeah. When I was a little kid, I used to be a fan of a TV show called Battle of the Planets. I would watch Battle of the Planets all the time. And when we went to elementary school way back, gosh, was that 1978, 79, 90? They played this on Channel 2 in Denver. I think it was Channel 2 or Channel 7, or 4 rather. Anyways, one of the channels.
One of those Denver stations.
And I was.
He remembers it so fondly.
Oh, God, I loved that show. And I finally. They came out with DVDs of them. And you could get the Japanese unedited versions.
And I'm sure that's the one you really started.
I got both. I got one.
He's
of
a
the,
fan.
I won the Battle of the Planets, you know, unedited, and the Gatchaman, and then one of the Battle of the Planets. And I put in Gatchaman, and I was like, oh. This is cool. This is good. You know, it's old anime. Okay, I can deal with it. You know, but it's got a decent storyline. I can put in Battle of the Planets.
How did you find out? Well, how did you? Fell. Well, first, tell me how you found out that you could get these things.
Oh, internets. Oh, the interwebs.
Looking at the Battle of the Planets. Wait, Japanese. So you put one in.
So I put Gatchaman in the Japanese one, and I. All over it. I'm loving it. I'm watching it. I'm loving it. I put in Battle of the Planets, the American edit, and I pull it out after 10 minutes.
And you're probably
I'm trying to give it a shot, and I'm nope, eject.
And did you feel
the same thing with Voltron? I can do Gold Lion, the Gold Lion series, the Japanese one. Those are fantastic. put in Voltron. I was like,
but you got to remember it was being chopped up for an American audience.
Yeah, by Saban, who has died.
Oh, good.
So
that's died. So that's over.
So now they don't have to deal with that. So
wow.
But yeah, Battle of the Planets and Voltron, just not what they used to be.
You know, though, some movies I've seen that I used to love when I was a kid, I watch it as an adult and I like them more. I think I get the jokes more, like Three Amigos. Three Amigos is one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. I loved it when I was a kid, and then I watched it again as an adult, and I'm like, wait, wow, I understand that now. Mm-hmm. And so it's even better. Major League, I don't think I'll ever not like.
That's
as many
movie.
Times as I've watched the first Major League, now not the others that came after, those weren't so good, but that first movie, as many times as I've watched it, it continues to get better and better. And I know exactly what happens, and I still get excited at the end. It's a two-run blast by Serrano. Mm. It's just a great movie. And we watched that incessantly when I was a kid, and I could watch that now and still love it. So there's some things do hold up.
Mm-hmm. What got better for you, Colin? How about you, Heather? Or anything better for you guys?
That's a good question.
Watched it a long time ago, and you watched it again. You were like, "Wow, yeah, this really is a great movie."
I had good taste when I was a kid.
I would have to say actually that the Three Amigos, I didn't like it as a kid. And then I watched it as an adult, and I really enjoyed it.
So, and you're even older than me.
Yeah, I was a teenager when I saw that, obviously, but. Yeah. But it could have been one of those things where we talked about, like, when Justin didn't like Pulp Fiction.
True. Wait, what the F? How can you
It could have just been
that. Colin's kid Justin is in the room. He's not mic'd, but I'm gonna reprimand him here. How can you sit through Quentin Tarantino's masterpiece and just be about it?
It's Quentin Tarantino. That's how.
What the hell, man? What did you not like about it? Could you not follow it?
It's Quentin Tarantino.
I know you go to Palmer. You're a little slow, but and it's a little all over the place. But what? What is it?
I'm defending Justin here.
He felt it was slow.
Yeah. Slow?
Not just slow, but it was slow.
They talk too much. Quentin Tarantino loves the sound of his own voice.
Well, not even his own.
And it's like frickin' A, man.
Two directors from our era that love dialogue, Kevin Smith and Quentin Tarantino.
Yes.
I swear to God, if they made a movie... It would just be two people standing in a room. If they made a movie together, it would just be two people standing in a room for 2 hours talking about
And then
about
at the end, one of them gets shot.
Right, But so
it would just be a toss-up.
So I guess if you're afraid of dialogue, you're not going to like a Tarantino movie. Yeah. But I think that's why I like it.
But young
Did you
kids,
watch?
They want action. They want something
Well, he's
going
not a
on.
Young kid. Well, and
the first
he's also,
time he was when he first saw it.
No, he just saw it. This was a week ago.
Well, he's still young. He's not 30.
He's got time.
He's still young. He's you want action. You want some good diet. When will they stop talking?
It's like, yet he liked Inglorious Bastards.
Which
there was a fair amount of dialogue in that too.
And I haven't seen.
Well, I'll tell you what. Is it in your Netflix queue yet?
Probably. Yes, it is.
Okay. I loved it. I sat through it. I had to sit through it more than once because they sent me three defective DVDs before I got a good one. And the worst part was the first one was just broken in half. The next one wouldn't play at all. The third one played until a very key point in the movie and cut out. So I had to wait for 2 or 3 days to finish this movie that I had absolutely loved up till this very key part. And
he could have come to our house and gotten.
I know. I told him that.
Could have. However, one of the best movies I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes.
Surprisingly good. But there are also periods of talk, 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 talk.
But in my opinion,
but then when there's action, it's like
funny,
boom.
Witty, and there's a long scene in a bar.
Yeah.
And
long.
However. Very, I think, finely crafted as far as tension and dialogue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Sukiyaki Django.
I have.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh sure. Just like that. Just like that, 10 times better.
It's a Quentin Tarantino movie. I think it's a Quentin Tarantino movie. It's got Quentin Tarantino in it, in some key roles and Quentin Tarantino esque dialogue. But they decided to take this movie, Sukiyaki Django, DGJ. And
Dangle.
Dane Django. Yeah.
Dangle.
I think Trevor was talking about that.
It was some
that
people
once.
Saying, okay, here's the idea, says Quentin Tarantino. We're going to do a Western. We're going to do a really schlocky Western. We're going to have bag backdrops like they had in Star Trek, the original series. I mean, it's going to be completely schlocky. And we're going to get Japanese actors. It's going to be filled with Japanese actors who can't speak a lick of English. And so we're going to teach them English.
This sounds like it's right up your alley.
Here you go. We're just going to give them the scripts and tell them to pronounce it the best way that they can. It's going to be great. And it was such a piece of trash. I felt embarrassed for the actors telling these great dialogues in the hard English. It was painful to watch. It was so bad. And then here comes Quentin Tarantino with his Quentin Tarantino-esque dialogue, and I'm like,
no. I will say this. As an actor, I think he's terrifyingly bad.
Oh, he's
yeah.
I don't want to see. It's like M. Night Shyamalan. I don't want to see you in your movies. Okay. I don't want to see. I don't want to see Quentin Tarantino in a Quentin Tarantino movie. I don't. He's a terrible actor. He's not attractive. You know, it's just everything about him is just not, except for the fact that he's a very talented director. He really is. His films are brilliant. As an actor, he's not.
Some of his films are
sure
brilliant.
Right. You can't paint with the broad brush. I know. Especially sometimes when they have their ideas and they still run with them. Yeah, sometimes that's not a
At
great
least
idea.
Unlike Shyamalan. His could be good. They could be bad. Whereas Shyamalan's, they're bad. Bad.
The only Shyamalan movie I watched that I actually liked was Signs.
Yeah, the
love
start.
That movie.
It's like he
Sense.
Peaked on the first, and then after that. Oh, no, wait. Signs wasn't the first.
Signs wasn't the first.
Okay.
I loved Unbreakable.
But that, in my opinion, would be where he peaked.
That was fantastic.
I hated Unbreakable.
You hated Unbreakable?
I hated it.
Why did you hate Unbreakable?
I'm not sure. I don't.
It's because Bruce Willis is not Unbreakable. Duh.
No.
I don't know. I didn't like the characters. I didn't like the storyline. It was just. It annoyed me. The whole movie annoyed me.
Okay.
For
That's
some reason.
Kind of like how I feel when I listen to Carlos Santana play his guitar.
You don't like Santana?
I can't stand it.
Really?
It gives me a headache, makes me annoyed. I know. I recognize the talent, but at the same time, not for me.
I've been trying to do that myself when somebody says, oh, I hate something. I want to know why they hate it.
Oh, I'm with you. But I think it's different. I just like to poke and block. I am an antagonizer.
Whereas you're looking for insight.
Yes.
Well, tell me why.
You're looking to better yourself. I just like to piss people off. But that is exactly, you know, the difference between you and I. In a nutshell.
That's why we work so well together. I'm Chip. He's Dale.
Which one was the sociopath? Chip or Dale?
Silence.
Well, that and sirens.
Yes.
But yeah, okay. Well, how about you, Heather? Anything you saw before that got better?
Apart from Frisco Kid.
Apart from Frisco.
No, I don't think
so. No, that got worse.
No, that was good and turned bad.
I can't think of anything that I didn't like.
Well, but even something that you like that it's now better.
Yeah, you've watched
that you can appreciate
more. A little bit more.
Nothing.
Xanadu.
Had, honestly, if anything, let me tell you. And that brings to mind, because at the same time, we've said before, when we were growing up, my dad managed the Cinema 70, so we got to see all kinds of movies anytime we wanted. At the same time Xanadu was playing, Raise the Titanic was playing. And as a kid, not only was I completely gay for anything Popeye, but the Titanic was my obsession. And so, of course, I had to see this movie. And I remember it being fine. It was fine. It was a big bowl of fine. It was acceptable. And she would watch Xanadu over and over
I
and
still
over.
Do.
And there's really only so much gay roller skating you can watch. Come on.
Oh.
Let's be fair. The Electric Light Orchestra, really only so much you can stomach.
Oh, come
no.
on.
So, oh, oh my
no,
God.
You're
but,
alone there.
But, talk about awesome. Okay,
you all shut the F up. I watched. I
give me
re-
some fist.
I yeah, rewatched. Raise the Titanic, and was embarrassed for myself.
It was bad, wasn't it?
Because it was easily one of the most steamy piles of movie crap that has ever been assembled. And granted, it was the early 80s, but you still get the classic line, I'll run it through my computers. It'll take 3 weeks, or something like that. And it's like, wait, what?
Just because they're faster now doesn't mean they were faster then.
Well, but the whole Highlander where he says, why, gosh, why is this room so cold? And you say, oh, well, because it's for the computers. They like the cold. It was just that one little snippet. And every time I watch it, I'm like, wow, those are the days.
Speaking of the
cold, is still good for computers.
And we did. Cold is still good. Have you seen Hot Tub Time Machine yet?
No, not yet.
Put that on your Netflix.
Holy God, I love that movie.
You know, when I first saw the previews for it, I was thinking, that will be just a silly movie.
Yeah.
That you'll just have to disengage your brain and laugh.
Yes.
I was right.
but in a good way.
Nothing profound about this movie at all. It's just disengage the brain funny. And there's a scene with a vomit-covered squirrel that completely
damn squirrel?
Rewriting history that pisses me off. Because if you're a Broncos fan, you will not like
this one. Christina saw this movie before I did. She told me, there's a scene in this movie that you are going to be so pissed off about. And she was so right.
Yeah. But overall, yeah, I enjoyed the movie. I didn't live like that in the 80s. But then
I don't remember. I know.
But there were homages to other 80s movies. Like
exactly.
You said, there was a $2 scene on the ski slope.
Yes.
And the homage to Christmas Story is my absolute favorite part of the movie.
Did I miss that? What?
Perhaps. At the very end, when they're trying to get the Chernobyl back, and he runs at him and tackles him and starts hitting him. If you don't see Christmas Story in that scene,
you're right.
Then you've never seen Christmas Story.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is great. It ends poorly, I think. But really, how else do you tie that
I
up?
Think that ends kind of predictably for a time travel.
That's what
movie.
I mean. It's just the predictable, let's tie this up and we're kind of done type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
I like Better Off Dead. That was
I love Better Off Dead. One Crazy Summer, also almost as good.
Mm-hmm.
The scene at the end when he bazookas the little radio station cracks me up. And
that's
the fact,
good.
Well, I was just hoping Rich Little was still in the studio because I hate Rich Little. But yeah, few people I hate more than Rich Little. No talent hack, Rich Little. Yeah. Anyway, I think we've gone on. Yeah, we're about done.
Look at that.
Probably.
Did you ever come up with anything that has gotten better?
No.
Not a thing.
I can't think of anything.
Anybody
you
else?
Too.
Nah, not really.
No.
Got about 30 seconds.
No.
Nothing?
Nothing I can think of.
All right. This is Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. With me, as always, Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
Take care.
My sister Heather from Mad at Spam.
Bye-bye.
The Jew Wario, the nut with pink shoes, Justin Carmichael.
Hey, everybody.
You were saying nut. I thought you were saying nub.
No, nub. That's what the guy said.
Nub.
I didn't come up with that. Some of the others were like,
shalom,
some nub
peeps.
With peep shoes. So, yeah, now it's time to say goodbye. Not hey. So we got the shalom, man, so we're good. You've been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. We will be back again next week.